The American way of fascism. Look at the crowds savaging the walls and halls of the U.S. Capitol. Who are they? Where did they come from? Well over a decade ago, an American journalist saw them and wrote about them. Chris Hedges, who once wrote for the New York Times as foreign correspondent, covering wars, famine, and fallen states, published a rather remarkable book in 2006 entitled American Fascists. Its subtitle, The Christian Right and the War on America. Tracing this American religious strain from 16th century Calvinism in Europe, Hedges goes deeper and examines this movement's inner motivations. Hedges explains, the movement is fueled by the fear of powerful external and internal enemies, whose duplicity and cunning is currently at work. These phantom enemies serve to keep believers afraid and in a heightened state of alert, ready to support repressive measures against all who do not embrace the movement. Chris Hedges. When neoliberalism rose to power in the 80s and 90s, it did so on the backs of the black poor, whom it consigned to the prisons, and to many white workers who lost their manufacturing jobs and the worlds it gave rise to of rising wages, and were shuttled off into the struggles of NAFTA, or the North American Free Trade Agreement. They were swept into worlds of wonder, of high volume faith, and to war against the wealthy. It's American Christian fascism. That's what Chris Hedges calls it, y'all. And it can only get worse. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.